This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number two of Happy Days in Philadelphia. Just exclude the Sixers from your thoughts, and you're all happy. You know, and you move on. The Phillies going to the World Series. That game three was my key game. They win that game. You know, that's not to say that with a bullpen game they won't lose today, but they're going to win with Wheeler tomorrow. So, so it's all good. It's all good. Eagles are 6-0 with a bye week. They'll be 7-0 after next week. The Steelers, or as they say in Pittsburgh, the Stillers, stink. And they won last week, but Tampa's not that good. And Tom Brady is this year a fraud. He is so about himself. He starts yelling at the team, and he took the day off of a walk, the walkthrough. He takes days off from practice to go to Bob Kraft's wedding. I mean, come on, man. You're the quarterback of the team. You're not some donkey on the team. You're the quarterback. He's my quarterback. He's a fraud. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard. What's up, man?
You tell me. You got it all.
How do you feel now? How do you feel now about the Philadelphia Phillies? How do you feel?
I said it for the last hour. They're going to the World Series.
You were totally wrong, buddy.
No, hold it, Chuck. Here, now I'm going to reprimand you, Chuck. I spoke. let's go. Let's dial it back here, and let's go through the steps. Going into the last week of the season, how many people thought the Phillies were even going to make the playoffs, playing 10 games on the road, and Milwaukee playing all the rest of the schedule against average teams at home? How many people? What, 5% at best?
Hey,
all right, let me finish. Let me finish. Then we go to the first game of the playoffs, and they're down 2-0, and they're not doing squat. And then the game was mismanaged by the manager. Now, they won the game, but the reality is they were done. They were done in that game, and if they lose that game in a three-game series, they really have problems. So they were done. But you lose games, you win games you're not supposed to win, and the game in San Diego, you lost games you weren't supposed to lose. So it evens itself out.
But the reality is,
when I looked at this team during the season, take away Washington, which they're 15-3, and I know everybody plays Washington, and that's a lame excuse, but against everybody else, they're 500. And the other teams, when they beat Washington, are over 500 against other teams. So the reality is the Braves were better. The Mets were better. We knew that. But I gave you my opinion based on reality.
But I was talking about the extra wild card spot. Ripping them for making an extra wild card spot. You and Joe DeCamera, they made the extra wild card spot. Now they might be in the World Series. So the reality is,
I don't like it. Just invite everybody to the playoffs. Why not? But I didn't like the extra wild card spot. But now it's great for Phillies fans because that's why they got in. But let's move past that. That was there. It's there. big deal? So what's the big issue with that? There's an extra wild card spot, and they made the playoffs.
We all wrong every once in a while. How ain't no problem.
What was I wrong about?
You were wrong about the wild card spot, Howard. I listened to you.
What about what was I wrong about, Chuck?
But listen
Chuck, Howard, answer my question, or I'm moving on.
Answer my question. I just told you, Howard. What are you insane? I said you were wrong about the wild card spot.
What was I wrong about? I didn't think baseball should expand the playoffs. If that's the case, just invite everybody.
All right,
what was I wrong about? It was an opinion, Chuck.
I just said it. You're entitled to it. Now listen.
Okay.
Let me say something about this guy over at Wells Fargo Center. He's 7'2" bum.
Who, Embiid?
Right. Yeah.
He's doing commercials. He doesn't have to worry about playing basketball. He's doing commercials.
Joel Embiid is a loser. A loser.
After last night, tell me Jokic isn't a better player than Joel Embiid.
Jokic is a better player. I tell you,
he made a pass at the end of the game with his court awareness that I haven't seen a center make since Hakeem Olajuwon.
That was a terrible pass to Max.
Won the game for him. He had court awareness, court vision, threw the ball the length of the court, scored a basket, and put Golden State away.
I'm talking about Joel Embiid. Forget Jokic. I don't care about Jokic.
Joel Embiid is a turnover machine.
Joel Embiid is a loser, man, and I'm tired of him being here. I'm going to tell you this right now, right? Here's the thing with Joel, right? You don't talk to the media afterwards. Like, what are you – this guy's not a winner. He's not a leader. And we'll never, Chuck,
I'm going to call you out, too, because you probably loved him. You probably thought he was the MVP last year.
I never loved Joel Embiid.
He wasn't the MVP.
Never liked Joel Embiid. Howard, you're wrong on that. Wrong on that, buddy. Never was a fan of Joel.
Now I'm your pal, huh?
Joel Embiid is a loser. Okay, I've said that for a long time.
The Sixers are no different than they were before. They're a little better, but they're not going to go any further.
Yeah, but you ripped Ben Simmons.
But they got the general manager's a fraud, or president, whatever you want to call him. The head coach is a fraud. They got frauds.
You gave you condolences for your dog. You ripped him all the way up to that point.
Yeah, because he was a stiff.
Yeah, but Joel Embiid is.
Well, he was nice to send condolences to my dog, but when I lost my dog, my best friend.
He sends people under the bus. He throws his teammates under the bus. Nobody says nothing about this guy.
We know that. We know that. Chuck, I'm done. Are you done? You get it all out of your system?
You didn't let me get out of my system where I wanted to, but you kept cutting me off. You know what I'm saying? But Joel Embiid, he has to go. And until he goes, he'd be better. I don't think he wants to be here no more. If you don't want to be here no more, bye-bye.
You got it,
get
Chuck.
Get a better player here. Just draft picks in here.
All right, Chuck. All right, you're cheating on the afternoon show, but that's all right, Chuck. Hey, Mike, can I quote you? Mike Lombardi is passing by our broadcast location. Morons, correct? These people are morons. The best. No, I'm on the air. I'm on the air. That's all right. No, if you wanted to go on. But you knew it when you were here.
I want to know, like, at some point, when does he ever have accountability? Embiid.
Never, because the fans love him. You know, when he told the fans, when I think he bleeped you, the fans, and they were on him for, like, one game, and then they got off him, there is no accountability.
It's okay to be out of shape. What pro basketball player ever gets out of shape?
Well, Harden was last year. But, you know.
I understand that.
Yeah. But, you know,
this is the leader of the team. Your leader of the team's out of shape. He can't even play. And then he doesn't face the media. But that's okay because they love him. Could you imagine if Belichick or somebody didn't face the media after a game? There'd be a rabbit.
Yeah, but your boy Belichick, his response is yesterday that Mac Jones is going to start. So
he's
let's
not
going to
tell
down.
You who's going to start.
I know.
Why would he tell you who's going to start?
But, you know,
why is he going to do you a favor?
The question was trying to tap dance around it. You know, how much does he want to play? And he says, Well, everybody wants to play.
Everybody wants to play. That's the stupidest question you could ask
but
anybody.
But you're trying to get
like
around
it. It's like saying when people come to you and say, I'm going to work hard today. Like, seriously, everybody works hard. Everybody wants to play, just, except for Joel Embiid, who doesn't want to play.
He's probably practiced with the first team all week. So Mac Jones is going to play.
Right. And last week when they brought up Garrett Gilbert, that told you
meanwhile,
he wasn't going to play.
That quarterback they had has done a good job. I wouldn't take him out right now.
Yeah, Zappi's a good player. He played really well. Well, the key is he didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Mac was turning the ball over way too much.
I'm not a Mac Jones fan. He's just okay. And you might like
him. Well, you know, I just wanted to stop by. I wanted to ask you, when does somebody hold this guy accountable?
They don't.
When do they hold him accountable? I'm going to do my show now, but I want to know when they hold him accountable. Like, it's just okay. Everything's okay. Had plantar fascia. Everybody makes excuses for him. And as Brett Brown comes back today, I want to know, at the end of the day, the process really worked, hasn't it? It really has.
Ask my son that, but I don't want to bring
it. Really has worked. Process
was a failure. It was a Ponzi scheme.
It's a complete Ponzi scheme. I got to go, Howard.
All right, see him. How to put him on. He's right about Embiid. Some people just, and they're right, people, Joel Embiid has no accountability. But we're talking about the Phillies today, and we'll talk about the Eagles. Sixers are an afterthought. They really are. Today they are. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? when we're done, I think I have a great answer for the question. Would you say that this run will be one of the better runs in a lot of years?
The runs that won a World Series, you can't identify the run until it's all over.
Did you say this or not? Remember before they got when they were getting into the playoffs, and you said that the Braves were the better team.
They were the better team.
Well,
you don't think they were the better team? They didn't win. The best team doesn't always win.
The best team usually wins.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you think Pittsburgh's better than – I'm just used the game that comes to mind first. Do you think Pittsburgh's better than Tampa in the NFL?
No.
Okay. Well, they won last week. Okay, so the best team doesn't always win. If you are going to sit there or stand there or whatever you're doing right now and tell me that the Phillies were a better team than the Atlanta Braves, you are clueless. They won. The Phillies won, and that's all that counts.
But did you also say, did you or did you not say that there was no way they beat the Astros? Did you say that or not?
I think they're going to the World Series, and I think the Astros are going. The Astros are really a good team, and because they lost last year in the World Series, they got something to prove. The Astros, they don't even swing and miss, let alone strike out. They don't even swing and miss. They are really a good team.
Well,
the Phillies, there's miracles happening, and I get it, and that's okay. You can't say they're not going to win. But if I had to pick a team, I would take the Astros. If I was being honest, I'm just trying to be honest. I'm not saying that to disparage the Phillies. The Astros are a better team.
Well, that's why I go for the underdog because nobody can.
Well, that's good. Hey Jim, you know what? I'm glad you go, and I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Another Jim from Cherry Hill. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey Howard, you're the king. You're the best on sports radio.
You know what? Here's what. I'm not afraid to give opinions, and I'm not afraid to give the opinions that I actually believe and have talked to people. And I've gotten a couple calls from people, and they said the same thing. I can't believe the Phillies are winning, but they are. So you got to give them credit because they are. So that's the way I look at it. But if you want me to say that they were better than Atlanta, that would be foolish. You want me to say they were better than the Mets, that would be foolish. You want me to say that they're better than the Astros, that would be foolish. But you want me to say that you thought, and I actually said they were going to make the playoffs that last week, going to last week, because I thought Milwaukee sucked. But reality is most people thought they were cooked. And that's reality. But reality isn't always what happens.
So, Howard, I wanted to talk about Rhys Hoskins. I've never seen defense so bad.
Yeah,
he looks like
Reese is a good guy, and he's a good hitter, but he's a well below average defensive player, and you can't get around that.
He's playing for the 1919 White Sox, trying to give up the game.
He's
dropped so many balls.
You know what?
He doesn't look like a major league first.
You know what? You know what the problem is? The Phillies have 100 DHs on this team. So Schwarber's a DH. Castellanos is a DH. Hoskins is a DH. Boehm is a DH. So if they didn't have all those DHs, Hoskins would be the DH and it would be fine. But that's not the case.
You can't have a guy playing first base that can't catch the ball. I mean, he's so bad. Every time a ball gets thrown to him, I'm thinking he's going to drop it or miss it. Zoom in on him every time he drops the ball and zoom in on the glove as if there's a hole in his glove.
What are you going to do? Harper's got to be the DH because he can't play right field. So Hoskins, because you need him in the lineup, is going to have to be at first base. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
In close games, they're going to lose because, you know, a ball gets passed and they've almost lost two games because of him.
Hey, listen, we know that, and there's nothing right now. There's nothing you can do. I would be shocked if they don't investigate a trade possibility in the offseason for Hoskins and put Boehm at first base. I would be shocked if they don't do that.
My clincher is Joe Carter against the Phillies, which is a heartbreaker. But
yeah, that was game six too, Joe Carter. Yeah, the best closeout game, the biggest closeout game, best whatever. Joe Carter, Toronto, was that 1993? Yeah, that's when the Phillies went to the World Series. I should remember that. There's so few times they go to the World Series. All right, you're in. You're in the mix. 215-592-9494. By the way, that question for your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, where everything is great. Get all the snacks and food for your parties to watch the games, Eagles, Phillies, whatever it is. DeBruno Brothers can take care of you. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the calls. By the way, Mark Lawrence, it's not a by the way. It always happens during football season on Saturday. Will join us at 9:40 to take a look at the college and pro football. No Eagles games, but there's other games on the card. Big. I'm Howard Eskin at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. By the way, the sports book here, and I was during the break was talking to the guy, Tom, who runs the sports book. It is really a beautiful sports book and a lot of action. Had a guy up here. It sounded like he bet every game on the card last night. And this guy that was talking to him during the break, one of the patrons here at Borgata, I mean, he's betting big money. We're talking thousands of dollars. It's incredible. But people have money, love to gamble. All right, we'll be right back after we take care of some business. But we're still here. It's still cranking it out at the Borgata. The time now is 9:18, and everybody knows DeBruno Brothers is known for their amazing assortment of meats and cheeses. But did you know you can send a taste of Philly around the country? The holidays are coming, and DeBruno Brothers. Sometimes women are a little loud. I don't know if you can hear it, but we're having fun here, so it's okay. You can send a taste of Philly around the country. You know, I should tell the people they can maybe eat rather than talk so loud around the country. Go to DeBruno Brothers. The holidays are coming, and DeBruno Brothers gift boxes, really great for the holidays. They really are, to send to corporate clients, team members, and, of course, friends and family. Check your list off now, and what a better way to spread cheer than with delicious DeBruno Brother classics. Now, I've done it. I've sent gift boxes myself, easy. And it's a hit. DeBruno Brothers has a large, I say large, assortment of gift boxes to choose from. There is something for everyone, from their Italian market crate to their new La Dolce Vita line of cakes, cookies, and cannoli. Visit and check out their website. Check it out for everything. I'm telling you, the place is sensational. Check it out, DeBruno.com. And send a taste of Philly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It is WIP. We'll get right back to the phones. And let's go to, as we celebrate another Phillies win last night, Rob, you're on WIP.
Howard, for me, it's John Smoltz's broadcast sidekick, Joe Davis.
Yep.
And a lot of national media like to portray Hoskins as the team's clutch, homegrown veteran equivalent to Freddie Freeman. He's a defensive liability.
They didn't say that. I mean, Freddie Freeman is an unbelievable player.
Yes, he is. But Joe Davis does try to make it. Make Hoskins into an equivalent.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, Rhys Hoskins is a good guy, but you know his defense, obviously, we know is got a lot to be desired.
Or Pat Burrell, who is rarely clutch. You know. Anyway,
well, Pat Burrell wasn't a good defensive player either.
No, he actually started out as a first baseman too. Yeah. Since the front office has taken the interim tag off of Rob Thompson. That takes the Phillies out of the Joe Madden for manager sweepstakes.
Joe Madden wasn't in the sweepstakes.
Do you have a feeling where Madden's going to land?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I think he's a good manager, but it doesn't matter. I have no idea. I think Don Mattingly's going to lose his job. I'd rather have Don Mattingly, only because I think Joe Madden is a good guy, and he knows what he's doing. But managers only lose games as long as you don't lose the game, and that's the thing. As long as you don't lose the game,
you espouse that. I don't agree.
I do because you just get if pitchers are pitching well, and you get help. First of all, with the analytics, it's already dictated before a game. Or if we get this guy to this inning, this guy's going to pitch, and then this guy's going to pitch, and they already know it before the game. You can only screw it up.
Do you think analytics dictate that Schwarber's a leadoff hitter?
Yes.
You do.
I think it's incorrect, yes, because he walks. It's a joke. It's the only leadoff hitter in the history of baseball that struck out 200 times.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't matter because he walks.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hit him at leadoff, but that's analytics dictates that. What else would dictate that? There's no such thing as a cleanup hitter anymore. It's just, it's all analytics. It's just, and then you have home run hitters that hit either one or two. That's analytics. Yeah, that's what dictates that. Absolutely.
I'm old school, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a lot of players that are still old school. They complain, that the former Hall of Famers complain about it every year. Like, the game is, like, what's happening to the game? But the playoffs are exciting because it's the playoffs. But the reality is you can't play these kind of games during the regular season and be excited because there's not enough action. There's not enough action.
That's true.
But the playoffs are exciting. There's no question they're exciting. No question.
Game would be the Ryan Howard Achilles tendon game that everyone keeps referring to.
By losing a player, you think that was a big closeout game?
No, but losing the game itself was the last days.
I'll put you in the mix, but I think that would probably be a tough one to win. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Thanks for having me. Big fan.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, bringing back the real Philly fanatic at the beginning of the season, that was a good omen for these guys, right?
Yeah, well, there was a patent violation, copyright violation, and they had to deal with it. And the Phillies had to pay something, and they should have paid it from the beginning.
I completely agree with you. That's why
they signed the deal, and they could have bought the copyright from was Harrison Erickson, I guess, was the company. They could have bought it years ago, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, and that malpractice.
So, and
them
you know what? And they didn't really change the Fanatic that much, anyways. It was still the Fanatic. They added a few feathers and. It was still a Fanatic, but that's not what we're worried about today. So,
very true. I'm glad that Kyle Schwarber came in. He's doing good, and I got a great Game 7 clincher game for you that hopefully could put me in the mix.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of Game 7s, but go ahead.
I want to bring you back to 2010, the Flyers, May 14th. They lost 3. They came back.
Yeah, I said that's out because that was part of our winning question last week, the Boston Bruins.
I'm so sorry, Howard.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't apologize. But because that was last week in another question. But that is a good one. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, before I get to the Phillies or the Eagles, I just want to say, man, people act like Joel Embiid didn't play with a broken face in the playoffs where he couldn't even see last year.
A lot of guys do that.
A lot of guys that did it.
You see guys with face masks that have broken bones in their face? Not all the time, but it's been done many times. So let's stop. Don't give him a pass for that, please. Don't give him a pass for that.
It's not a pass. It is what it is. You know,
well, it is what it is, and other players have done it.
That guy's not a
players
clown.
Play hurt. The guy, the guy's got to stop.
He's a warrior.
Everybody.
And you need a psychiatrist.
What's that?
You need a psychiatrist.
Well, you need reality. You need reality.
All right, let's get to some serious business, Howard. Philly today. Man, go up 3-1 today. You know, you're sitting on cloud.
They already got this thing wrapped up. Last night was the game.
Barely falter, though, I mean.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a bullpen game. He's going to pitch 3 innings. It's a bullpen game.
All right.
Which is amazing to me in this day and age of baseball. Bullpen games are like a thing that, okay, well, we'll have a bullpen game. You have a bullpen game. What's the matter? You don't have more than 2 starters or 3 starters? It's ridiculous.
Well, let's wrap
it's ridiculous.
This up. And as far as the Eagles go, man, Tomlin is going to devise all types of things to try and contain Jalen Hurts. Confused Jalen Hurts, you know. I'm a little bit worried. I'm not too worried, but I am a little bit worried about that game.
I'm not worried because they can't score either.
But Tomlin
Pittsburgh can't score.
But Tomlin can find a way to win a freaky game. That's what I'm just saying. You know?
Okay. I'm not worried about Pittsburgh a little bit. The Eagles will probably be. Let me see. Against Pittsburgh, they'll probably be an 8.5 to 10 point favorite next week.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Yeah, there's no way Pittsburgh's winning that game.
Howard asking about that action.
It's a lot of points. All right, what's your game?
All right, closeout game?
Yeah.
Close you out.
That's not a game.
Chicago Bulls, 90 Barkley's MVP season got closed out against the Phoenix Suns.
That was a 6-game series. I remember that. I went to a couple of games in Phoenix then.
It was pretty heartbreaking.
Well, but you knew Chicago was going to win. All right, I'll put you in the mix.
All right, Chief.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. You know, I waited a long time to hear you cluck like a chicken on the air. I appreciated that. That was funny. That made me laugh. So good job.
Yeah,
today.
Captain Cowboy's a fraud. I mean, a stone cold fraud.
He brought it out of you, and I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's easy. I mean, I could play the sound. I could play a real chicken if you want. Hey, Kyle, get up a real chicken. We'll play that just to make people happy too, and dedicate it to Captain Cowboy. What else, Drew? You want to talk about the Phillies?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is great, and I don't understand why people have to, like you know, callers come after you, like, because you didn't predict it or whatever. How could you have predicted it? Why not?
I know. I was speaking reality. This team was an average team going into the playoffs. That's what they were.
And
they won. So, you know, congratulations.
Yeah, they're rising to the occasion. It's a lot of fun to watch. The most fun runs in the postseason are the ones that you don't expect, where the pressure isn't on and you're not feeling like, my God, they've got to do this or else it's a failure. I mean, this is a lot of fun to watch. Hopefully it continues. But I'll tell you something, Howard. Tonight's game is huge because there's not chopped liver pitching tomorrow night. You got Darvish again, and he's perfectly capable of, you know, he's had an up and down postseason career, but he's been very, very good or not so good. And depends which one you get. But
I think just with what's happening with the Phillies, all these different things that happen, they're going to the World Series. I mean, they're going to the World Series.
I hope so. But and Howard, listen, Embiid, I'm not going to call. I'm not going to call him a loser. I mean, that's not fair.
No, you know what he is.
He doesn't play winning basketball. Okay, play winning basketball at the crucial points in the game where he has to. And until he does that, like the other night against Milwaukee, 2 minutes ago, I forget if they were tied or down. Harden's got the ball. He's basically waiting for Embiid to do something helpful, and Embiid just floats around and then spots up for a three-pointer that he clanks. I mean, he can't play like that, Howard.
I'm tired of him shooting three-pointers. Tired of him not being in the low post, and he really is a turnover machine. He's a terrific player, but is he a championship player? And he's not there. They don't have a leader on that team. There are no leaders, and that's a little bit. He's not a leader.
That's another
story. I mean, I guess I'm by that at this point. All right,
Howard. So my closeout game, Howard. This is something that is especially great because of the game before it was so awful, and I was at the game that preceded it in 1982, Game 7 at Boston Garden. The Beat LA chant came out after the Sixers blew a 3-1 lead and then beat the Celtics in Game 7. That was a good one.
That was like 1980-something, right?
82, Howard.
I do remember. Did somebody already say that? Oh, somebody already said that. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good one. I'm going to defer to that choice then.
Okay.
I don't have another one.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We'll try to get some calls in after Mark Lawrence, but we'll take a look at the weekend football, college and pro. We'll do that. We'll be back, and then we'll close it out with some more questions, comments, and chances to win that $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them all out at DeBruno.com. Time now is 9:36, and here's what's happening right here at this fabulous, sensational Borgata. Now is the time. You can experience everything Borgata has to offer. You can experience the luxurious hotel rooms, the award-winning restaurants, all sensational, exciting nightlife, and big-name entertainment. All just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Nope. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion now through October 31st. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at the grand prize drawings. The next drawing will be on October 31st. It's only a week away. And you want to be there. Great people, great place, great everything. It really is the best. For additional details, check it out, theborgata.com. Another fine day here in Philadelphia. But he's excited. Game 4 tonight. Eagles off this weekend. Game 5 tomorrow afternoon. They just bang them together. And then Game 6, if necessary, is Monday in San Diego. All right, but let's take a look at some football now. And to do that, we check in with Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just super, Howard. It sounds like Philadelphia's got it going on right now with all the teams in these nice winning situations. I think everybody has to love, maybe except Temple, but anyway, everything's going well.
Temple. Well, Temple had a 10-0 lead, but somehow I don't think anybody ever expected they were going to win. So, but they covered. That's all that counts. They covered. All right. So, all right, let's take a look at the college football today. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at a couple of dogs. I call these putting on the stats dogs, and basically what they are teams that not only have the better offenses and the better defenses, they're completely dominating their opponents in the yards and the stats this year. First is going to be Syracuse taking 13.5 against Clemson in what is surely a step-up game for Syracuse, but I believe they can step up in this contest here. If you take a look at them, they're out-yarding their opponents 163 yards a game. And they're going to take on Clemson, who comes off that win over Florida State last week. And if Clemson doesn't outscore Florida State 14-0 in the final quarter, who knows if they even win the football game. I think this is really a nice spot for Syracuse to step up, and especially an undefeated team taking double digits. I like Syracuse plus the points.
All right, who else do you like?
That guy's going to be UCLA taking 6.5 against Oregon. This is a UCLA team that is just one of nine college football teams that have outyarded every opponent they played this year. And you have Chip Kelly back up against his old team, his former team in Oregon,
yep,
who has, by the way, beat him three straight times since he's been over at UCLA. I think three might be enough as far as Chip Kelly is concerned. But there's a great stat inside this game for UCLA, and really simply what it is they are 20-4 in games when they're away and they're off of a win against the spread, this number is. That's a really strong number to a team that's playing really good football, and I think Oregon could be exposed here. That triple revenge factor, I think, works for Chip Kelly in this game.
Mark, sometimes there's teams that when they lose, at this point in the season, when they lose their first game, you like to go against them in the next game. Is there anybody that falls into that category?
Yeah, there are. It's called the bubble burst, you know, teams that had their perfect season ruined. And we've got three teams in particular this particular week. The two primary ones are, if you're playing against Alabama and against James Madison, who saw their perfect seasons ruined last week. But they lost because they're as favorites, and now they're coming back as favorites. And that's the key role when you want to jump against these teams, because they kind of play with not as much passion as they were in the previous game. You've also got a team like Oklahoma State who loses its first game, but then again, they're an underdog, and they lost as an underdog. So the two teams I would primarily focus on in this bubble burst role would be against Alabama and against James Madison today.
And is there any teams caught in the middle of a like big game last week, it's not so big this week, and a big game next week? Anybody that falls into that category?
Well, you know, right now, this stage of the football season, as we're entering into that portion of the season, there's a lot of what you would call big games ahead, because they're going to be meaningful in conference games and so forth and like that. You might say that Syracuse could be looking into Notre Dame, but they're not. And they're focused fully on Clemson here this particular week. Georgia-Florida are going to be playing one another, but again, they're not playing, so they get time to get ready for that football game. So I would say no look-aheads that are noteworthy this week.
You know what? If Minnesota didn't have any issues with their quarterback, I think they could beat Penn State this week, because Penn State's coming off their first loss, too.
They are. And they're favored. They were a dog when they lost, but they're favored. So they're sort of in that semi-quasi category, like Alabama and James Madison are a favorite off that first loss. And that could be the bubble burst to Penn State. And Minnesota, really, really good defensive football team here. You got to make sure that Tanner Morgan, their quarterback, plays. If he does, I think they've got a good chance to hand Penn State their second straight loss.
All right, now let's take a look at the NFL. No Eagles this week, but who do you like?
Let's take a look at a couple of running dogs. These are guys that run it for 4 yards a carry. The defense or the opponent gives it up 4 yards a carry. And first, two pivotal games, if you will. One, the Cleveland Browns taking 6.5 against Baltimore. And Cleveland also in this game, Howard, owns the better offense and the better defense coming into the contest here. While the Browns' season does not look well on the scoreboard, 2-4, they really played some good football games the first five games. They could have gone 5-0. They didn't,
yep.
And they really blew up the last football game. That was a really poor effort. I look for them to bounce back. if for no other reason, they've got Cincinnati on deck next week, which is another division game. And if Cleveland handles Baltimore and beats Cincinnati, they'll be in first place in the all of a sudden in the AFC North, and suddenly whatever happened doesn't matter. I think Cleveland plus the 6.5 against Baltimore, who I think is really, really struggling this football season.
Who else do you like?
How about Seattle? We're going to take 5 points against the Chargers. Seattle, the real surprise team here, unquestionably this year, but they are what we call a 5x5. They run the ball for 5, and the Chargers cough it up 5 yards a carry. Those are really, really nice plays. And what you've got here also in this football game is when Seattle is dressing up as a non-division dog, taking 6 or more, they're a perfect 6-0 to the spread. I think Seattle plus the 5 continues their winning run. If they don't win the game, I think they'll at least cash the ticket.
You know, I noticed that the Chiefs line still is kind of soft. It was 2.5. It's now, I see 2s out there. Do you like a side in that game?
I like the 49ers side of the game. Super Bowl revenge when they last met a couple of years ago. Over 100 yards, the better defense for San Francisco in the football contest here. And, you know, while Kansas City lost, it was still a big, huge get-up game for Buffalo. I don't know if they can get up to that same level to the 49ers here. I think now it's down to 1 anyway, by the way. But I'll play
really?
San Francisco
wow.
plus anything you can get, yes.
Oh, wow. It's down. So I don't know if that's smart money or not, but it's interesting. There's only one revenge game this week, correct? Indianapolis, Tennessee?
That's correct. In fact, it's been 4 straight times in a row now that the Colts have been taken out by the Titans, who are a bit of a fraud, Tennessee. Look inside their numbers. 5 games they played this year, they've not outgained 1 opponent. And I think that catches up with them in a game like this. So you got to put the Colts on your look list this week as well.
All right. If people have interest in Mark services, 800-321-7777. On the internet at playbooksports.com. Good luck this week, Mark, and Eagles-Pittsburgh next week, and we'll take a look again next week at the college and the pro football. Thanks.
Thanks, Howard. Enjoy the games and be well. Thanks.
All right, you too. Yeah, next week. Pittsburgh stinks. That's it. All right, let's see if we can get some more calls in. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, Mr. Eskin, what's going on?
Howard, my father's mister.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of young. You're older than me, so I always respect my elders.
Okay.
That's the way I was brought up. But what's up, Howard?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just out here. You know, I was raking leaves this morning, like when the sun came up, made a big leaf pile for my neighbor's kids. And then I'm about to build a fire pit. I got a creek in my backyard. I'm going to take some rocks and, like, build, like, a 3-foot wall.
Wow.
I have, like, a gas fire pit, but
right.
I'd rather have the natural stuff.
What else is going on?
Not much, man. I wanted to give my Game 7 thing real quick before I forget. Sixers-Raptors, 2001, Iverson. Iverson versus, who was the dude that always dunked? Vince Carter?
He was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Sixers-Raptors to go to the finals, Game 7, back in, what was it, 2001?
Yep, okay.
And if I win, I can't go to the game, but give it to Andrew. I like that dude Andrew that called.
Yeah, but I'm not giving away tickets. I'm giving away $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers.
Oh, well, then give it to Andrew because I already have a lot of food.
Okay. All right, good.
But anyway, I just wanted to say what's up and, go Phillies.
Later. All right, there you go. All right, let's go to Vince. You're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? It's amazing. You know, obviously, like everybody else, I'm enjoying this unexpected Phillies run there only because of – you know, obviously, we knew during the season that, you know, the offense was going to, you know, supposedly cover up for the defensive weaknesses. But there's still too many times when the offense just, you know, you wonder what the heck happened to it.
Hey, whatever way it's happening, it is amazing some of the things that are going on. But they're winning. I mean, you think about in the playoffs, team commits 2 errors, guy gets picked off, and you still win the game. It's just it fate. I don't know what it is, but it's you know, that kind of determined it for me that they're going to the World Series.
Yeah. Also, I think with the winner take all question, I know you ruled out that Flyers come back against the Bruins, but
because it won before. Yeah, it won before in something
right.
else. In something else.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this would qualify under your category there, but would the Flyers winning that final regular season game on the shootout that same...
Yeah, but I talked about in the playoff series.
Oh, okay. Well, then my other alternative is back to the Sixers in 01, the game 7 against Milwaukee to play the Lakers in the finals there. Iverson, I think, had a big game in that game 7.
All right, 2001 Sixers Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
You got it. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Al. Thank you.
You know, it's amazing. People walk up here, we're on the air, and they just start talking to you. Gary, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
I want to be positive. Hey, playing for the Phillies. But watching that giraffe run up and down the court, the way he played against the Greek Freak.
Well, hold it. That kind of name calling is unnecessary. You can tell me that you don't think he's good enough. You think he's overrated. You think he's got to step up more. He's got to be in. You can think about all the other things. Which team's a fraud?
Did you see him dribbling up the court? And like who is coaching him? The stock guy. He's got to go already.
Yeah, well, the Sixers aren't going to win any championships. So I think we know that.
I'm still pissed off about the you people. He called us you people. We don't know anything about basketball here.
Some people don't. Yeah.
That's all right.
All right.
My other point, Flyers. I'm your Flyers guy. I'm seeing a lot of hard skating. A big difference this year so far.
Yeah, it's still early, but yeah, they've played well so far. But I appreciate appreciate the call, Gary. He's all over the place. You know, before we get into the contest winner, Kyle, if you have that call from Harry Callis, yesterday was the anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series in, 1980, right? 1980. Let's hear, before we go today, Harry Callis' call.
Willie Wilson standing in, bases loaded.
You know, we're going to probably hear a lot of replays of Harry Callis if the Phillies go to the World Series. Scott Fransky's terrific. Terrific. But Scott would tell you he knows where Harry Callis stands in the thoughts and minds of people here in Philadelphia. All right. Best closeout game to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Well, you can get everything you want. If you're watching the game at home, parties, gifts, just check them out at DeBruno.com. All right, the choice is Kyle, yeah. Quinn back at the studio, and Bill Matz here at the Borgata have made a choice. You guys have made the choice, and it is the best closeout game is.
Well, I didn't expect it to skew negative with the Joe Carter and the Howard Achilles today, but given the Phillies some positive mojo, I'm going to go with the Phillies-Astros Game 5, 1980, beating Nolan Ryan to go to the World Series.
Yeah, he never lost a game when leading after the seventh inning or into the seventh inning. I saw a documentary on Nolan Ryan, watched it on the plane flight back from Arizona. It's amazing how great a pitcher he was, and to beat him that game was amazing. And who was that? Who was the caller?
That would be James.
James, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Congratulations. You're going to enjoy every morsel of food that you get there. And then don't forget about the gift baskets. You want to use it for that. Parties, whatever. Watch parties, whatever. It's all good. All right. Thanks to all the people here at the Borgata. As always, sensational place. Kyle Quinn back at the studio. Bill Matz here. Phillies baseball tonight. Eagles football not tomorrow, but the next week. And there's an afternoon Phillies game tomorrow afternoon as well, right here on WIP. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next, correct? All right.
Yep.
So we'll look forward to that. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And I'm sure you'll have some fun if you're going or watching the Phillies game tonight. The time now is 9:56. And if you've heard me talk about, and I know you have, because you listen to me, right? My good friends, and they really are really good people, at PDQ Signature Systems, and how their top-rated, multi-award-winning point-of-sale system can help you and your restaurant grow like never before. Well, there's another award Joe Flynn, I mean, sensational guy, brilliant guy, the way he's got that business moving and shaking, and his amazing team of POS experts, and they can add to their trophy case. Signature Systems just won Gaming and Leisure's prestigious Innovation Award for their ahead-of-the-curve solutions to today's POS problems. So if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, it's time to make the switch and talk to my friends at PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ, remember that, has everything you need for success. That includes the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, PDQ will create a custom solution that will help your business grow like never before. It's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. So you got to trust me. Really do trust me. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS and schedule your free demo and business consultation. You can do it today. Here it is, and here's where you check it out. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.